Arizona is known as a strong property rights state with low levels of regulation on home building. That's especially true in unincorporated areas of Maricopa County, like New River. But as KJZZ's Brett Jaspers reports, New River residents want stronger enforcement of the rules that do exist.
Ron Bentley has lived in New River since 1984. Back then, his was the only house on the hill.
Actually, when we first moved here, the deer would come and eat hay scraps along the fence line. I haven't seen a deer out here in 10 years.
Fewer deer, but more neighbors.
Now there's 23 homes up here on the hill. Well, as soon as they finish those four, there'll be 27.
Bentley is referring to four new homes built on one-acre lots just north of his home. These parcels have vexed Bentley and his neighbors for over a year. It started when they got wind a 10-acre chunk of land was on the market.
Then we started digging into who actually owned the property and found out that the two five-acre parcels were owned by two different LLCs.
LLCs, or limited liability corporations. They can give business owners privacy and shield them from liability. Ron Bentley and his neighbors, and later KJZZ, found a web of LLCs related to the 10-acre parcel, often with common addresses and names. Property surveys for the two five-acre parcels had one common LLC listed as the owner. Meanwhile, property deeds listed other LLCs as the owners. Bentley suspected they were planning 10 houses on the 10 acres.
It was called working in concert to get around subdivision laws.
In unincorporated Maricopa County and much of Arizona, a subdivision is six lots or more. Land use lawyer Susan Demet says companies can make more money if they can avoid the demands of the subdivision process.
Infrastructure requirements, assured water supplies, I mean, all of those sort of standard things that come with a true subdivision. If you're able to avoid that, then you're able to, you know, get from A to Z much more quickly, efficiently, and less costly manner.
And New River residents are particularly sensitive to development. The community has had a water crisis since some wells have been drying up. Overdevelopment is exacerbating the problem, residents say. Mike DeMore at Morgan Taylor Homes, the developer, declined to comment for this story. Susan Demet and others note that Arizona has a long history of deferring to private property rights.
But it does present a huge opportunity for abuse of the system when you've got large tracts of land that over time just get divided and divided and divided, and you don't have a city water sewer system.
Bentley and his neighbors called the county when the developer started work without a permit. Construction paused, then restarted after they came into compliance. But that's a permitting issue. If a web of LLCs owns various deeds for a larger tract of land, the county can't stop them.
The counties only have the authority that the state grants to us.
Carol Johnson is director of Maricopa County Planning and Development.
We don't have any authority until after the fifth lot has already been created. So when it's six lots or more, that triggers a subdivision, and then our subdivision ordinance comes into play.
By state law, counties can elect to review plans for five or fewer lot splits, but they can't deny approval. Johnson says the county elected not to review splits because they couldn't do anything about it anyway. Ultimately, violations of the subdivision law are something the State Department of Real Estate investigates. Ron Bentley and his neighbors complained and then provided documents, surveys, and deeds. ADRE eventually launched an inquiry into the Morgan Taylor Homes development in New River. Louis DeTore of ADRE couldn't comment on the active case, but he said the department has recently renewed efforts to meet regularly with Maricopa County.
To have a discussion to say let's interact with each other and let's share information as we move forward and try to be proactive about that.
DeTore says citizen complaints are a big part of their investigation process. Ron Bentley says, hey, public officials should be doing this legwork.
If it's ADRE's rules to enforce, then I don't think the citizen should have to go to the extent of what we've gone through.
Work on a fifth house is paused as the county reviews a second permit violation. But again, that doesn't solve the subdivision question. Bentley's worried that without action on that, the four houses will turn into 10, one parcel at a time. Brett Jaspers, KJZZ News, Phoenix.